Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Halloween is coming, the clocks are going back, and with the longer evenings, many of us are getting stuck into a good book. So in honour of the scary season, we're talking today about books that deliver a good fright. With the midterm break coming, we'll have scary book suggestions for adults and children. And I'm joined now in the studio by our Waterford librarians, Tracy McEnany and Jenny Loughran. You're both very welcome. It's lovely to have you here in the studio. We were chatting during the break about scary books and our mixed feelings about scary books. Are either of you into reading the scary stuff?
Not really. But because of doing research for yourself, Claire, I had to read the scary books. And to tell you the truth, I used to love scary books when I was younger. I would have read like all the ghosts and the vampires, loved vampires. And as I was saying, Loretta Kinsella read The Exorcist when she was younger and had to keep the book outside the bedroom, wouldn't bring it into the room with her. But I think, yeah, there's a lot
I was thinking about this, I was a bit like that. And I was saying to you that I read Stephen King books when I was far too young, and Edgar Allan Poe and all. I wouldn't dream of going near them now. I don't know if you noticed that teenagers are more into this than adults.
It's funny, what I was thinking about today, I was thinking about what are the first scary books we do with children, with small children. And I was thinking about something I saw before, Alfred Hitchcock was talking about peekaboo. A mother does peekaboo to a baby. And we do peekaboo with babies, and we have a lot of peekaboo books for the very young. Then I was thinking about fairy tales, and I've had this experience myself. You remember fairy tales, you think, oh, they were amazing, I'm going to get a book of fairy tales. And then parents start rereading them for the first time as a parent, and they're, this is horrific. Like, I've read a lot of fairy tales, and I read them in work for story time, I read them to my own children, but sometimes I do sanitize them. The wolf always gets away, you know, safely from the three little pigs in my house.
And you always have different versions of Little Red Riding Hood, and I'm always terrified to turn the page. How are they going to get Granny out of the wolf's belly? Do it nicely.
And I can't touch Hansel and Gretel. I think, from the start of it, it's just very, very, very scary.
Right, well, let's take a look now at what you've picked out for us. So you've been looking at books adults come back to time and again. Tracy, we'll start with Stephen King, and he has a collection of four short stories. Are you recommending this now?
Yes, I am. If It Bleeds, this is a collection of four short stories. Mr. Harrington's Phone is currently on Netflix. That's one of the stories in the book. You've got The Life of Chuck, you've got If It Bleeds, and you've got The Rat. And this,
lovely.
This is, well, if you just want a little bit of a taster of Stephen King, this is for you. But Salem's Lot is one of the most famous books.
Yeah.
The remake should have been out in cinemas now, but it's been pushed back until April 2023. So that means that every single person in Ireland is going to be reading The Salem's Lot again.
You won't be able to keep enough copies in the library.
Absolutely,
of that one.
Yeah.
So we were talking about children, Jenny. What do children look for in a scary book?
I think children like scary stories, but as long as everyone lives happily ever after. They don't like it if the monster wins. And a lot of children now are kind of getting the Disney version of classic tales. And it depends on the child. Like, you know, I was kind of thinking as well, what age would you start? And each child is different. Some children can completely handle like a classic children's picture book, like Owl Babies.
Oh, yes.
But when
it's quite dark,
isn't it? It's quite dark. Yeah. The pictures are quite dark. The illustrations are beautiful. It's Martin Waddell. He's an Irish author. But like, it's three owls wake up, three baby owls, and their mother is gone. And I've read that as a spooky story to children. And I know some children love the Gruffalo, but they can't watch the cartoon version of it, which is an amazing version of it. And again, it's like, you know, they're going through the deep, dark wood, and it's a little squirrel.
With the music,
it's atmospheric. And then for the slightly older readers, the Winnie the Witch books are really popular. And I love, they're written by Corky Paul, and they've great illustrations. I love Winnie because she's a lovely story to read to children, but it's great for the independent readers. But I think one book that every house should have, if you have a mixture of ages in your house, is there's a ghost in this house by Oliver Jeffers. And like, you know, if you have a book token, if you spare a bit of money, buy a copy of this book. It is available in the libraries, of course, but it's a beautiful illustration book. And as a little girl, she's living in a house on her own, and she thinks the house is haunted, but she's never seen a ghost herself. But as you're reading the book, but you're reading it to the child, and I know we use it a lot in story time. Jess in our Keen Library is really good for using this one in story time. There's little kind of see-through pages put in, because it's written by Oliver Jeffers, who of course is amazing excellent children's writer and a brilliant illustrator, and she wants to know what the ghosts look like and do they only come out at night, and she'd love to know. And recently libraries all around the country have been hosting events for a children's book festival, and in Waterford libraries we had loads of authors including Dave Rudden, and Dave Rudden has written a series of books called The Knights of the Borrowed Dark, and he was in the library in Carrickfergus where I worked last week, and I was chatting to him and I said to him, do you set out to scare children in your books? I told him I was coming on here and he said, I do, he said, but that's what children want and they love it, and he said it's more of the anticipation. And even when he was talking to, I think it was 200 children at one stage, we have a massive room for events, he was saying it's not about the jump scare, it's about the anticipation.
The anticipation of there, the scare. So there. Remind us now of the name of his books again.
His books are The Knights of the Borrowed
okay.
Dark
and,
series.
And the Oliver Jeffers one?
The Oliver Jeffers is called There's a Ghost in This House.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're the two that you're recommending for children. Now, the different genres, Tracy, we've got horror, crime, psychological. Your top picks for people to head to here. I know Sarah Pierce has a debut novel out that you love.
I love The Sanatorium. This is by Sarah Pierce, as you said. She's got a second book out now, The Retreat, and it follows Ellen Warren, the detective, in this as well. But The Sanatorium will actually give you chills because it's set in the Swiss Alps. She is going up to celebrate her estranged brother's engagement, and they're cut off. A storm comes, they're cut off from the civilization, and then of course the bodies start piling up. So it's actually a very, very good book. But it's, if you can think of hotels with huge big windows, right,
mm-hmm.
and Dermot Bannon style, so floor to ceiling, right,
yeah.
and you're looking out and all you can see is white, the forest, the trees, the snow, and not any footprints in the snow, but someone is looking at you, someone is watching. So this is like a psychological thriller.
I like that kind of a scare. That'll do me.
That's very good.
The Sanatorium, and the other one by Sarah Pierce is called The Retreat. Dean Koontz then as well, you're saying that he's quite like Stephen King.
Dean Koontz very much like Stephen King. And Lars Kepler is another one. This is The Hypnotist. And this, Lars Kepler is a pseudonym for a Swedish husband and wife writing team. And what happens in this book is it's got 8 installments and a gruesome triple murder takes place, and the only witness is a young boy, and they have a very handsome and charismatic detective mm-hmm. in this, Jonas Lina.
So we've moved now from horror, which I think we think of when we think about this time of year and scary books, to crime, which I think maybe have a wider audience, would you say?
Oh, it's all about crime. Like, we have a total section just for crime in the libraries, and I think it's a lot of males, right? I would read crime all the time. Crime and nonfiction are more males, right? But the ladies will go and read crime, and then they go back to a drama or a romance, and then they go back to crime again. But like, crime is it's big business,
mm-hmm, big yeah. business. You agree, Jenny?
Yeah, I agree. They'd be the most popular genre now in adult boroughs, and I was trying to think as well. Hardest group to recommend books to, teenagers. And teenagers are now getting their book recommendations from TikTok. And it's called Book Talk. And it was a whole world and a rabbit hole. And like, every now and again, I download the app strictly for work, and then I delete it again. But we've a local author living in Waterford called Ashley O'Loughlin, and she's just written her debut novel, and it's for teenagers, but it's been featured on Book Talk, so it's getting loads. But I've actually read it as well. It's about a girl. This is what teenagers love. She's living a very normal life. It's set in Canada, and then one day her mum disappears. I can think of Owl Babies again.
Owl Babies.
But she's just found out that she's actually a werewolf. She didn't know this, and herself and her sister have to go on the run and hide from supernatural villains. That book's called Big Bad Me by Ashley O'Loughlin.
Okay, and that's new out, and it's doing
Brand
really well
with the
Irish, TikTokers.
Yeah.
And how important then are movies, if we're talking about TikTok, but movies and influencing children to deal with and engage with the darker stuff?
There is a big influence there, and we find people come into the libraries having discovered a set of books from TV series or from movies, and they're looking for movie tie-ins. Like, people don't realise, like, it's not traditionally a horror film, but Jurassic World, the original one, is really scary, proper suspense, and that was written by, they were all based on Michael, it was based on Michael Crichton book, but children are coming in and they're talking about books that their YouTubers have written.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. And it's, I think I'm kind of still finding now at the moment, adults are more influenced by your TV series, what's on RT at the weekend or what's films being shown. Oh, I saw a classic movie and I remember, was it actually written on, based on a book? But the younger people are getting the YouTubers and TikTokers.
Yeah, we saw a trailer for the new Matilda movie, which is coming out at Christmas with Emma Thompson in the role of Miss Trunchbull. She's one of the favourite villains, isn't she?
She's actually my favourite villain all time. And again, like, you don't think of Rodale as scary books, but obviously the witches, we've got the witches, but like, scary things happen. I've recently read The Twits and my children were really worried about the animals getting stuck to the roof, but they weren't a little bit worried about the Twits' demise at the end. Mm-hmm. But I love the Trunchbull because she's totally despicable and she's totally unbelievable. And that's something that children look for in books as well, something completely outrageous.
Yeah, but when a new movie comes along like that, you find the Matilda book being dusted off, yeah, which happened at our house over the weekend, and the Twits is always around because the one that we have has a drawing of the boys who were sitting on the tree when they got stuck with the glue and they're running with their trousers down around their ankles. They love to see a little bit of that. Your favourite book villains, Tracy?
My favourite book villains are, it has to be Dracula because I used to love that as a child. Then I also love, there's a book called We Need to Talk About Kevin.
Oh yes.
This is very, very frightening. But if you want an updated version of this, go for the book called The Push. And this is by Ashley Audrain. And this is about the daughter this time. But there's just so much to choose from when you go into your local library. And again, a lot of the books I listen to are on audiobooks, and that's free with the Borrow Box. But another one I want to recommend is The Last Thing to Burn by Will Dean and The House on Needle Street by Katrina Ward, I should say. These are great books, good psychological thrillers, but they're also really, really scary. Kathleen White, who's in Jenny Loughran's reading group, recommended these books. And if you're in your local library and you know a good book, tell us, because if you tell us, we put it up on the top shelf, then someone else comes in and says, we're looking for a good book, and we'd say, oh, Kathleen just came in and said this, and they take it off the shelf then.
But all word of mouth.
Oh, absolutely.
Who needs book talk, eh, when you have the librarians?
Exactly.
The Waterford librarians. Thank you both. It was great to meet you. Thanks for coming in, and some really good recommendations there for reading over the midterm. That's Tracy and Jenny from Waterford. Thank you both. Owen McGee will be here with personal finance advice after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.